This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Sometimes we need more hair. Sometimes it gets cold out on the trail. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I wish I had just more hair. I wish I could put it on my head, my body, everywhere. I just need more hair. This gear, this lightweight gear is just not enough. Now we have something. It's called Share Bear. And what it is a simple bear whistle that prompts a bear to run over to you and lay in front of you while you shave hair off of them to use as a toupee. We can all stay warm together. Find it at don'tscratchmyfaceoff.grizzly. Hey ho, B&B family, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man to convert his underwear strap into a slingshot to hunt out on the trail for dinner, Carl Mandrioli. Here he is.
Thank you. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man that thinks atoms are selfish because they all matter.
Wow.
Yeah.
This Google site for jokes is struggling. Yeah.
Was it better than your intros and your advertising to open the show that has absolutely nothing to do with the episode? You're going the wrong direction.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
That's half the fun.
Early on, season one, season two, you'd have these rando things. I said, let's try to make this relate, Derek. And then you did, season three, season four. And now you're just going off the rails.
These are ads that need to be told.
Okay.
I can't, sometimes you can't. Piece these all together when you want them to. You have to get them out there when you need to get them out there.
All right.
And that's an important one. It was great preparation. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We're talking about, this is kind of a debate-based episode today because we're talking about one of the biggest backpacking debates out there. Should you go self-contained or should you share your group gear?
Right.
Because there's advantages to both.
Right.
But overall, based on your experience, your observation of what you see on the trail, which way do you think it's trending? Which direction?
I feel like it's trending to be more self-contained, which I could be wrong, but I don't know. That's my feeling.
No, I think you're 100% correct. I think it's going way in that direction.
It's kind of, unless you're just a regular solo hiker. I don't know. It seems like a downside to me.
Solo hiker doesn't really apply here, right?
No, absolutely not. They're in their own little league. So, I don't know. I kind of think of I think of it as a negative, a bummer, in a few ways, which we'll talk about. So we
might convince you to go a different direction or confirm your fears here. We're calling the self-contained, the selfish side. We're calling the gear sharers like potential disaster side. And we've got examples for both. I'd like to give a shout out to Wendy who emailed me a ways back. She actually inspired this episode. It was sort of on the list. We kind of had a hard time figuring out how we're going to structure it, but I think we got a structure. Would you agree?
I think we got a little structure. And
we'll find out.
When he off camera, he told me when he read your name, the first thing he told me was, "Where's the beef?" And I said, No. We are not doing that joke for Wendy. She's heard it enough.
Yeah. A 1980s joke, no less.
We're not doing that to Wendy. So, you know what, Wendy? You're welcome. There you go.
If you want to go more recent Wendy's jokes, you could reference The Office when somebody gave Michael Wendy's phone number, like he was looking for like single ladies to call, and he called up his local Wendy's.
Wendy's,
yeah.
Wow, that was well. Funny. We found the beef, and we found Wendy.
Yeah,
so we're all good.
There you go.
So there you go.
So that being said, Hebrews 13:16, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such Ooh. Sacrifices God is pleased.
Mm.
Derek, are you good at sharing with others?
I mean, I feel like I am. I don't know if you agree, but you know, I shared my toothpaste tablets with you.
Okay,
the ones that you gave me.
That's your one example. I gave you an abundance of something, and you gave a couple back to me.
No, I'll share my food. I've given you my like meals I don't even want.
I don't even think you've done that. What's a meal you didn't want? Give me an example of that.
I think I had some of it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just not gonna eat all this. I'm like, do you want this?
And oh, like, yeah, oh, maybe, okay, maybe. Sure. I thought you meant like unprepared one.
You know what you shared with me? You tried to share with me Reese's peanut butter cups that I specifically told you I didn't want.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not gonna eat these. Yeah. Please don't give them to me. And then you tried to share them with me. Good listening though.
You got a lot of food off of my pack last time.
I did. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. It wasn't about me. I was asking about you. You're generally speaking, I would say you are actually pretty darn good at sharing.
I feel like I am. And we're not just talking food either. Like I would share whatever if I can.
Okay. So you had, this is a while ago, but Derek had an entire family infiltrate his house. They needed a place to stay for how long was that?
I don't know. Six months.
Yeah, 6 months. So to share your house with somebody who is in need is... like that's top notch right there.
Well, I appreciate the recognition. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I would have a hard time in my house, and our family structure that would be challenging.
Yeah, it wasn't without its challenges, but you know, you try to take the high road, but
so sharing, I think you, well, let's, before we get into kind of advantage disadvantage, where do you lean? Like are you kind of up with the trends? Like you're like, I kind of just want to have my own stuff. I don't want to share this or that or a tent or my space, or where are you going with this?
I mean, do I want my own toothbrush? Yes. Do I want my own sleeping bag? Yes.
Fair.
But I think, you know, we've talked so many times about group gear, and I think we'll go more detail about it. But yeah, I think sharing group gear has a lot of benefits.
But what your personal take? So you think it's okay to...
I lean more towards the sharing.
Okay. All right.
In general.
Yeah.
I think.
And I think this is where we might have people that disagree with us, because I'm with you on that. Yeah. Especially with some of these things, I think it's absolutely absurd not to share. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to think of scenarios why you wouldn't share some of these things. And we've got examples of where it can go wrong, where it can become a disaster.
Right.
I came up with a list of shareable items, and I actually put kind of approximate weights there.
Oh, you put items. You got specific. Okay.
I got pretty specific. I told you, and I think I even used the word specific when I emailed you and said how to prepare for this episode. I think I said be specific, right?
Mm. So I think we'll see. You said, it's not what I'm reading. But.
All right. I want to hear, Derek, I want to hear your list, because I'm not sure you were very specific. So let's hear your list for the case for sharing.
All right. In the minimal amount of time I had to prepare for this last minute episode. Here we go. I'm going to do it anyway.
Minimal amount of time.
Okay. I think we had like 10 minutes maybe. So,
Derek, you're doing a whole season. You can prepare at any point for any episode months out if you want to.
If I had the topics that that we talk about, you know, they don't know all the behind the scenes.
If I give you the topics months out, you're not preparing.
The B&B does not know the behind the scenes. They don't know you email
me. You're a last minute guy. Just be honest. You're a last minute guy.
They don't know. They don't know you email me 10 minutes before this episode. They don't know that. But
true or false? You're last minute 15. Guy. True or false?
Here we go. Moving on.
I think that answered the question.
So, depends on the day. Some of the benefits are you're lessening the overall group weight.
Okay.
And I mean, like, you're bringing less gear overall, right? You're not bringing three stoves. You're not bringing multiple fuels. You're not bringing like multiple two, three water filters.
Okay. So you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned the stoves. You mentioned the fuel. Did you come up with any, what are the other items that you think are shareable?
Water filters.
Okay.
I
have my own list, but I'm curious if maybe I missed something.
The tents, you know.
Tent, okay. Yep.
Stoves, all those things like that. So yep. You like to share toothbrushes. I don't like to do that. So socks, no. Sorry.
No.
But yeah, I think some of those items that like do you need to bring three of them? Do you need to like some if you bring three Katadyn water filters, those suckers are heavy, you know, for a water filter. So I don't know. It just seems like kind of pointless.
The beef freezer heavy, or are you talking about the pump filters?
The pumps. Oh, sorry. I meant the pumps, the old pumps.
No. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be bringing any of those. We've talked about that. Stop bringing those.
But people do, and they still sell them.
They do. Yeah. Oh. I actually went to REI recently and
sold out.
Grabbed all of them and then hid them so people wouldn't buy them.
Did you like put them in the clothing section or something?
Yeah.
I could see you doing that. I actually went last time I went, there was one left.
Did you hide that?
So what does that tell you? Either you were there, maybe you were there and you hit them, or people are buying them.
Speaking of hiding things, so this is like a total side conversation, but I worked at Best Buy in my early 20s. It was actually right before I worked at REI. And I had a good buddy who like quit the job before me, and he knew that I was uncomfortable showing people at REI where some of like the inappropriate material was. So, for example, like Marilyn Manson, like I was I don't want to talk. I don't want to show you how to buy Marilyn Manson, like crazy evil stuff, right? And so, as like a going away gift, he actually grabbed up all of the junk and hid it. Like it was like in between. He just hid it somewhere where like nobody could find it. It was somewhere in the store. And he did that for me. He didn't say anything about that. He didn't tell anybody. He just did it.
He did that for you.
And so I ended up getting blamed for that. I got accused of that, of like stealing all the bad stuff, basically.
Wow. Did he take the heat eventually or what?
He had already quit. He didn't care. He didn't say anything.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think he told me like a year later, he's like, oh yeah, that was me. I hit that. I was just trying to be nice to you. And I was like, you actually got me in trouble. So I wouldn't hide filters, all that to say.
Mm-hmm. Good tangent. Don't mock me. Don't mock me anymore if I go on tangents. Thanks.
Yeah. You had a good list there. You got most of the stuff. First aid kit is shareable.
I got most of the stuff. Am I being graded on what I didn't get?
Well, I told you. Maybe you could think of stuff that I didn't think of, but I had stuff on the list.
All right.
Well,
okay. What do you got?
First aid kit. I've got...
Okay. Matches?
Yeah, I could have matches, I guess. I kind of put that in the whole stove pot fuel.
I'll give it to you.
This is if you're going in bear country that requires bear canisters, but you could share a bear canister with somebody, right?
That's true.
That's a big one. This is one that not only can you share, it's not going to save you a whole bunch of weight, but it'll save you some cash. Locator beacon.
Ooh.
How many of those do you need? Unless you're hiking really separately, right?
Two each. You need two each.
Two each. Okay. So I'll break it down for you here. Please. Split it up, here's how much you're going to save per item. All right. Or maybe I'll test you on this. What do you think?
I'm not going to know this.
All right. So you got water filter, 2 ounces.
Okay.
Stove fuel pot system is like about 8 ounces ish. This is kind of estimated. Save you some money because you don't have to buy the fuel.
Right.
Yeah. Bear canister, those weigh like 2 to 3 pounds. So I don't know, a pound, 8 ounces. First aid kit, you're going to save a couple ounces. Same with the locator beacon.
We're close to 2 pounds right now. We're getting there.
Well, and a tent is another 1 to 2 pounds, depending upon the kind of tent you have, right?
That could be more.
So based on like a two person, like let's split it between us kind of a deal, you're saving pounds, man.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a lot of weight. If you go even next level, here's my next question is, if you really want to be shareable, should you have group meals?
When it comes to food, I think you're going to get some pushback because people like...
I've seen that before. I've seen people make like, I'm in charge of dinner for tonight. I'm making food for everybody. That kind of
thing. Well, okay. I mean, are they in their backpack? I mean, that's a lot of extra work to me, but it is. I don't know.
It is. But some people love, like they get to camp early. They're like, we're going to invest time in making a proper, awesome meal.
Okay, I'll say that. Yeah, if you're doing maybe you're doing a shorter trip.
Right.
And you want to have like nice meals and you're going to prep like maybe meat the first, you know, some big meals. And yeah, okay, that makes sense. But I don't know. If you're going like 4 or 5 days out somewhere, I don't know, it's just a lot of, I'm sure people do it, but it's just a lot of prep. But
it is. Okay, let's go a little lighter then. What about desserts? Sharing like a dessert
with
everybody?
I don't bring dessert. I know some of our guys don't ever bring dessert at all, but then we've had guys that bring like, hey, these are brownies for my wife, or hey, these are, let's all split the blueberry crumble or the raspberry crumble or whatever. So
if you pay attention to people's like lunches and snacks, some of those could be considered desserts based on all the sugar they have, right?
1,000%. Cookies, licorice, all that, yeah.
Yeah. if you're somebody who really wants to easily shave weight, why would you not share the gear? This doesn't make any sense. If you're like so obsessed with your weight, then you just share the gear. Like, you don't have to share all these things, but pick a few.
But is there I'll play the other side. Is there a potential of being fearful? Like, oh, hey, what if we brought one filter and it breaks?
Okay, we're not on the other side yet, but that's a really good point. So
we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. But yeah, can you think of, is somebody who's obsessed with weight, somebody who's trying to lighten their load, maybe they have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer, right?
To me, it appears that way. Like, this is a no-brainer.
There's certain things where you're like, I just don't want to share a tent. Fine, then strike that off your list. You're still saving a pound or two, right?
Right. You're carrying half a tent or just the poles or just the tent that you have to use.
I'm saying, like, if you do your own tent, you're just like, I'll just, you know, I'll save with the fuel, I'll save with the bear canister, this and that. There's other ways to save. So anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so but you're saying that if you have one of each and something breaks, whether it's the water filter, the stove, whatever, then like that's a fear that you're packing, basically, right?
We're going to the other side now? You want to switch over? Yeah, I think that's a legit fear people have, like, you know, like, well, we all need water. What if this filter breaks? Because we, you know, we've been on a trip. I think we had two filters. It was the year that we, I think Rocky packed them both by accident. But we had one of the Katadyn pump filters, and that thing was like leaking all over the place. So did it still get the job done? Yeah, but it was a pain. I mean, I could see that. Like, if you're going on a longer trip and you have something like that happen.
Yeah, you're not saving a lot of weight on the water filter. So if that's what you're concerned about, I think if you're concerned about, like, gear breaking, the water filter is probably the one that's most likely to break, right?
Yeah, and maybe that is something to bring, like, a backup lightweight B-free or...
Yeah, or have somebody squeeze have their own. Yeah, so that's a fair
point. Or
even
a gravity filter. You know, I mean, I don't know. Just bring something
back. That being said,
up.
I've never had a stove fail in the backcountry.
No.
So... Yeah, I think in our first season, we had a guy named Spigiver on who had like a fuel canister get jacked up, and he still figured out a way to use it, but that's as close as I've heard to a stove failing.
I think, so you're better at this than I am. I think knowing how much fuel you're going to use for how many people are going,
right?
You're like, oh yeah, we just need a half a canister for that. That'll no problem. But and where I think myself, I'm more... like, let me just bring like a full canister. Right. Let's just make sure.
I only bring half canister if it's like a shorter trip and it's only a few guys sharing the
right
fuel. Right. But yeah, no, I'm getting pretty good at estimating for sure. But with those, when we're bringing the jet boys, they're more fuel efficient. And so
right.
I think that you can get away with a smaller canister. But this concept of this episode is based on like kind of a two person sharing kind of thing. You're obviously going to shave even more weight the more you have. Like, you know, you get three and you get four, kind of splitting this stuff up, right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, what's another reason why you would not want to share? You want to go more self contained?
Would not want to share. Would be selfish.
Right.
I mean, I think it's if you have your personal preferences, if you're protective of your maybe brand new gear, if you want your,
that's good.
You know,
don't
maybe
touch
you
gear.
Have. Don't touch my gear. Maybe you just like to have certain luxuries and you want to bring those regardless of who else is bringing whatever else. So
the don't touch my gear thing's actually a really good point, man, because there's always somebody in the group that's like rough with stuff, you know, you give them the stove to use and then it comes back bent or something.
Right. Right. So, or I got my own tent, you know, I have this one person tent. I like my space. I don't want to, or, you know, I snore. Mm-hmm. I want to do my own thing.
Or I don't want to be around the snorers, right?
Right. I can pack my one-person bivy sack, and it's going to be lighter than me carrying half of your 2-3-man tent.
Yeah, if you go that route, for sure. 100%. Okay. I've got kind of more specific examples, that specific coming back. See what I'm doing here? So, specific examples of how this has gone wrong. All right?
Right.
So I've got three examples. One you already mentioned. That was the one where you said our buddy Rocky got a hold of two water filters. So the scenario there was we had eight guys and two water filters. That probably wasn't enough. And then we were in Glacier National Park, so we split up two groups of four. We had the group kind of going early, the group going late. And then I left one water filter with the second group, group two. You and I were in the front group. And a few minutes into that hike, our buddy Jared comes running up saying, "Hey guys, we don't have a water filter. I think you guys grabbed both of them."
Yikes.
And so we just had just gotten our groove climbing a pass. I don't want to argue, so I just gave them the other water filter. And they ended up with both, and we ended up with no water filter climbing a mountain pass, right?
Super fun. We all ran out of water. That's good.
So that kind of stuff, the confusion over who has the year, that can happen, right?
That can happen. I guess maybe unless you assign it, which you have before, like, hey, so-and-so's got this filter.
No, that just, we try to sign it, but the bigger the group, then people, it just kind of bounces around, right? It gets traded around.
It can. It definitely can.
I think the water filter is the one thing where you're using it on the trail. You're not typically cooking during the day, so that's the one thing where you could probably make the case that it's better to not be, you know, not share, right?
I don't know. This seems like extra, but what do I know?
Okay. Well, you're not saving a ton of weight because those things are lightweight now.
Now they are.
So, so there's that one. And then I got some feedback from one of our buddies after a trip who like really started to calculate the group gear that he was carrying compared to other guys. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I had to carry an extra pound or two compared to everybody else. Was that intentional, Carl? Did you do that on purpose because you knew that I was like fitter?
Yep.
And I was like, I did the math. I thought I evenly distributed. I guess I didn't do as good a job as I thought. So I apologize. But I think he was like genuinely offended by that.
Yeah. I mean, I had that in his defense. I had that moment. I think there was that one year where like I intentionally was like, I'm going to get this pack under 25 pounds, 24 pounds. Right. And it was. And then there was some discussion of like, oh, well, you know, Derek should carry more group gear because he has a lighter pack. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Who said that?
Whoa.
That wasn't me that said that.
Why are you getting all defensive? I didn't say it was you.
But if it's not me, then it's not a trip leader. So why would you care?
Well, I don't know. But I just thought of it. I was like, well, wait, I intentionally made this lighter so I would have less weight. So like, I don't just want to carry more group gear. So, I mean, I kind of get what he's saying. Like, you know, if he spent the time to make his pack more efficient, it would be kind of a bummer to like, oh, well, you can just carry like 3 pounds instead of one, you know?
Right.
So I get that, but okay. Yeah, I think, you know, you now I think you're far more seasoned at trying to like evenly distribute, like who's going to carry what for group gear.
Well, we have fewer people that are willing to share. So it's kind of
true. But, that's true.
The last one you already mentioned is the tent sharing issues with the snoring and with the farting and with, you know, like having your own space.
Yeah.
This and that. So not everybody's willing to do that. They want their own space. They want to kind of roll around how they do it.
Roll around.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think the tent's probably the hardest thing to share, but I'm gonna give you a scenario for a trip we have upcoming here in July. Our July trip, we're going to Oregon.
Yep.
We've got the Timberline Trail.
Yep.
I don't think you're going on that one, man, right?
I don't think I can make that one, no.
Yeah. No. I don't think you tried to make this trip.
Let's not say that.
I'm accusing you of right now.
You can accuse me of all things. That's what you like to do. I'm just going to take it and smile.
Can you say correct or incorrect?
I'm going to say no comment, just because I know you hate it.
When you say no comment, that means correct.
That doesn't mean correct. No, it doesn't.
All right. I'm going to challenge you right now. All right.
Challenge. Go.
I'll tell you what.
Go.
Okay.
Let's see. You can
use your phone. You can look at your calendar. If you can tell me the exact dates of the trip.
I don't remember.
No, you don't remember. So you can look at your phone, look at your calendar. Oh, if you have them down, if you have them written down anywhere, you win.
I don't have written down. Wait, you mocked me for bringing a journal on the trail.
Or on a calendar,
I have to write it down. Isn't that funny? Don't bring a.
Okay. All right. I think you made my point.
Exactly.
Your deflection is showing your level of effort.
I'm just calling you out. I call you out on your stuff. Like, you mock me for like wanting to bring a writing journal on a trail, and now you're like, why wouldn't you write these down? Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Nobody's buying what you're saying right now.
I call you out, and you say I'm deflecting. You know what?
Oh my gosh. Do you think people are buying what you're saying right now? Do you really believe that?
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Look, you do. I'm just glad that you just own it. I'm glad that you have a new friend, and he's on your side, and you have, you know, some people
I'll put it this way. I wish you put some effort, some semblance of effort into going this trip. I'm going to miss you on this trip. Okay.
So I have too many things going. I can't go. I wish I could.
Yep.
When are you going? Just kidding.
Anyway, so on this trip, we have, it's kind of broken down into like a group of two and a group of three that were kind of combining forces, right? And so I've got the group of three. And the group of three is flying into Oregon. So the group of two already lives there. The group of two is in charge of getting the fuel. Okay. And so I said, hey, we really only need one of those small cans of fuel for us three. But one of us three is a guy that likes to go self-contained. So I just said, hey, are you at least willing? Can you just share the stove and the fuel and the pot? Like, I'll save you half a pound. Can you just do that for this trip? And he thought about it.
No.
Basically, that's what he said. He said, no. He said, I'll tell you what. If you want to share my stove, I'll bring the stove that you guys can share my stove. Okay?
Hmm.
And he has a he has like the cheapo, the least efficient stove where I'm not sure that a small can is going to cut it for the trip. So I was like, I don't think we can do that. So I said, why don't you share my stove, which is way more efficient? We'll only need one fuel can, and or we'll just both bring stoves. And so his conclusion was, we're both bringing stoves. What do you think about that? That seems insane, man. That seems like we're not. It's not like somebody's getting to camp hours before the next person, and they just have to make dinner right away. They can stink and wait, you know, whatever it is, like the 15-20 minute difference in hiking.
Sounds like there's already problems on this trip. Probably a good trip I'm missing here. You know what I mean? So
maybe you should go.
Have fun carrying extra weight.
Right.
That seems.
I have to carry an extra half pound. Not a big deal, but just. It seems so silly, but I think from this guy's perspective, he's saying that he's citing the water filter example where gear gets passed around. There's confusion. He doesn't want to be any part of that, right? So I kind of get his perspective, but we're past that. That was years ago. Can't we stink and share a stove? Come on.
Apparently not.
All right. So what am I missing here? Whose side are you on this one?
I mean, I still think less gear. Group gear is going to be better, so I got to go with you on this one, which just sounds weird. Weird to say,
and we know that Derek never wants.
It sounds weird to say.
So if that's the case, yeah, it does sound weird to say. So if that's the case, and you're listening, and you're the person who doesn't want to share the stove, come on.
or maybe they're just doing it to agitate you. Like it's succeeding right now. So yeah. I mean, mission accomplished.
Yeah, you know? It is. You're right. Success.
Well done.
We talked about some disasters. We talked about the selfishness side of things. Did we convince anybody to share who doesn't want to share? Did we convince anybody to go more self-contained in areas like water filters who's not doing that? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, if you share gear, guys, then you can bring more ridiculous items like Rocky does, like swords, footballs, you know? The disadvantages of that
are... You can share those too.
Yeah, but the disadvantages of that are you're bringing swords and footballs. But, right. But it depends, you know?
Okay. So in line with your theme of coming up with topics and things that don't have anything to do with the episode, I've got outdoor inspired song trivia coming up for you.
Wow.
Right after this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Iron.
It's time for rear gear trivia. Are you interested in travel and backpacking oriented fishing gear?
Ooh.
Their fly rod travels rigged and ready to cast in just 30 seconds, and at just 17 inches in length when stored, it fits anywhere. So check it out at reargear.com. That's R-E-Y-R. So thank you to that awesome fishing pole for sponsoring this outdoor-inspired song trivia. So
unrelated song trivia going off on a tangent. So this is in line with my random fake ad that you mocked. Is that what
fake.
You're
fake? Oh, I didn't know it was fake. Sorry.
I mean, real ad. Sorry. That was mocked
right.
for not being part of the theme.
Yeah.
Do you see the irony I have to deal with, B&B family? You see the irony?
Yeah. You inspire me, my friend. You inspire me.
I'm sure I do.
So what I did was like a few weeks ago on the backpacking Facebook group, I just said, hey, what's your most favorite outdoor inspired song? And like a bunch of people responded. I got this massive list. I didn't recognize half the songs on the list, I'll be honest. But it inspired this trivia. So if, like, I ran this by my wife, Jessica, and she was able to get 2 out of 3. So I think this will be easy for you. Yeah.
So are you going to play me the song or what are you going to do?
No, for copyright issues, we can't do that. Yeah. If it's not easy for you and you fail, you're going to have to call up the governor of Virginia and tell him that his state has the worst license plate. So his name is Glenn Youngkin. So be ready.
That I might do.
Yeah.
Glenn Youngkin, here we go. I might bomb this on purpose.
Just to call him up and tell him that. You could probably get a hold of him, right?
Oh, he knows me, yeah.
Okay, so I've got the first two are not multiple choice. They're just like, can you name the song? You don't have to name it perfectly, just like describe the song or the artist, whatever. All right, so I'm going to describe the song for you. This is one of the answers. Multiple people answered this song for Outdoor Inspired. All right, here we go. The name of the song is The Distance of a Long Trail that the singers were willing to walk twice or double their distance just so they could fall down at a door.
Wow. Okay, one more time. Double the distance.
Yeah.
They traveled down the road and back again.
Like, I'm basically describing the lyrics in a
creative way. It reminds
me
of that, traveled down the road and back again.
Is that what it? Is that from?
That's from
Golden Girls. You're singing the Golden Girls theme song.
I'm singing the Golden Girls.
Oh, my
God. Golden Girls theme song. That's it.
Okay, so the name of the song is about a distance. The distance of a long trail. This is like the biggest hint in the question.
Jeez,
that singers were willing to walk twice or double their distance.
I would walk 500 miles.
500 miles, and I would walk 500 more. Just to be the man that walked 1,000 miles.
Yes, I actually hate that song, but you know what? I remember it because it's so annoying.
Why don't you like the song, out of curiosity?
I think I just don't like the melody.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm familiar with it, so.
All right. You got it. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. This song is about peak bagging, but not just any peak. The one that would enable you to see the world below because you'd be on top.
I'm on top of the world.
That's right. By Imagine Dragons.
Looking down on creation?
Yeah.
Oh, there's that one. Yeah. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, okay. Yes.
With a lot of clapping sounds.
Yeah.
You know?
And whistling. Yeah. Is it whistling or maybe it's just clapping?
Yeah, there's whistling.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good job. Good job.
You get the idea.
Okay. That's this one came up multiple times in an answer, and I actually like this song. I don't know how I don't know how well known or popular it is, but
okay. Keep going.
Looking for the band name on this one. Okay, this is multiple choice.
Ooh.
All right, the name of the song is To the Ends of the Earth. And here are your choices are A, Lord Huron, B, John Denver, or C, Mouse Rat.
I want to say it's... I'm thinking it's...
Do you know the song?
Yeah. Oh, please don't do that.
That's good, I
want to say it's... Let me think for a minute. I'm thinking of the lyrics. I'm going to say it's Lord Huron. Is it Lord Huron? I want to say it's Lord Huron. Oh, I think it's Lord Huron. Yeah, I think it's Lord Huron.
Not Mouse Rat from Parks and Rec.
No, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, it's Lord Huron. That is correct. Correct. 3 for 3.
Yes,
Lord Huron. 3 for 3.
Yeah, I like that band. That's an interesting
bonus question. They actually, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but they played that song to end a popular TV series.
Oh.
Western TV series. It was like the last song on the last episode of the entire series. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or no.
Did you say, I don't know.
Western, yeah. Wyoming?
No. Oh, is it Yellowstone? No, that's Montana.
That's Montana. Longmire Wyoming is what it's called. Longmire.
Oh, I never watched that.
And Yellowstone's still going. The series has not ended.
So. That's true. That's a good series.
Yeah. All right. Good job, man. Good job.
So it looks like you'll have to call the governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
And
that's your creativity.
Just license plate.
Like, put it right back on me. Nice. Well done.
I still think it'd be great. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Take a page out of your book.
I want you to take a page out of my book and come up with creative punishments for trivia fails next time you're willing to do trivia.
For you?
Yeah.
I can do that. I mean, you do fail quite a few, so that should be fine.
We'll see. All right. I got just one tidbit.
That's it?
So I got one tidbit, my friend.
Okay.
So I was out on the garage sale circuit last weekend. I asked if somebody had certain types of gear that I was looking to buy. And he's like, I got some in my shed. I got to dig it out. I'll call you when I find it. And usually what that means is like they never call, right? But I'm like, oh, here's my number.
Right, of course.
So this guy actually dug it out, sent me some pictures of what he had so that I could buy it, whatever. So pretty awesome. So I went over to his house tonight and got talking to him, and turns out he is like a pretty significant professional magician.
Ooh, trail magic. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. He's been in front of Penn and Teller, like that kind of guy, right? Like knows all the big guys, like David Blaine, David Copperfield, like all those guys, right?
Okay.
So
like knows them.
Yeah, like they would know who he is. Like he's had multiple conversations, maybe even has sold some of his... The tricks he's designed too, I think he's might have what he said. So pretty big time. So I said, I got some magic of my own. And I told him the story of the trail. I had to just like explain what trail magic was. And I told him the story of doing magic tricks on the trail. So what do you think his response was? What would you predict his response was to that?
I'm hoping he said it was epic or awesome, but maybe he was just like, how did you pull that off? Or like, I don't know.
He was actually impressed with it. He's like, that's really cool. Like, that's a really good idea.
Okay.
And then he shared, he's like, I tried to do an outdoor themed magic like event where he was going to get Bear Grylls to like host a magician who was going to do like just perform some crazy illusions in the backcountry.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And so I said, if he wants help with that, like I can, we got a really unpopular YouTube channel. We can make it happen.
You can help him out.
Right. He's 59 years old. And I was like, he's like, I'm out of shape. I was like, we can get you backpacking. If you want to do some illusions, we'll get you out there. I'll film it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh yeah. You don't want him to teach you, is what you're saying. You want him to do it.
I think he wanted to do it. That thought actually crossed my mind. I was like, can you teach me like one of these illusions? Like, are these teachable or do I have to like really know my stuff? Or like, I assume you got to know your stuff, but
it's pretty funny. Yeah. To piggyback on you, like when I was a theater actor, I had to do this role where I had to do magic and they brought in a real magician and they took me in the back. They're like, you can't show anybody this stuff. And so he started showing me these secrets of like two or three magic tricks. And I was just like, mind blown. I was like, wow. Oh my, it was very eye-opening.
Did you sign any non-disclosure agreements?
No, I didn't. But my brother actually did get called up on the David Copperfield stage when we were younger. Okay. And he had to sign something. And to this day, I don't know, maybe he was hypnotized, but he's never told me like what happened. So,
okay. That's interesting. But I want to know if you didn't have to sign any agreements, can you teach me some of that stuff?
I might show you one. Yeah. I might show you one. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. All right. So you are sharing. I'm a sharer
of magic.
I'm a
magic sharer.
Okay. Yeah. That is all I got.
That's it for me too, guys. Check out the Instagram, Backpacking Blisters Podcast. Sign up for the Patreon you can and get Carl some more support mentally and emotionally. He has none of it. So $5 a month, that'll be great. And subscribe to the podcast, guys. Jump on there, hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Hit that little button that says subscribe. We'd love to see the family grow. We will see you next time. Remember, guys, if you need something to share with Carl, don't share any magic. I tried one time. He just started crying because he couldn't figure it out. You know, sharing gear is, I'm all about it, but there is a downside because I don't even know how many trips now I've had to carry a baby bottle, a pacifier, and shoulder strap pads. And you can guess who doesn't want to carry those, but you know who is doing it to save the trip for everybody else. You're welcome.